immediate emotions after that? How are you feeling after
that? You can imagine, I'm not feeling very well, to be honest. I am disappointed very much. I don't think the reason, you know, it's we didn't lose the game today, if I have to say. We lost the confidence some time ago, and today we are paying very costly debt. We are trying, of course we are trying. I cannot blame anyone that on the pitch they are really trying, but we have also a good possession. We get players in good positions, but we don't manage to score, and because obviously the confidence of the players right now is not at the top, and to play this type of football you have to have full of confidence. So that is the situation. Honestly, again, I can't say that the player not trying, but right now he's not working. Simple as that.
Franco, is this the fourth home defeat in a row?
Yes.
Obviously, a lot of empty seats before the end. Does this feel like a crisis for you?
I'll be a liar if I say. It's certainly a difficult moment. Today wasn't a game that we had to lose. And so, yes, it's certainly a tough moment. But I believe in this group, I believe in these players. And I know that we can get out. We will have to work harder right now, because in this particular moment the results will come more difficult, because the work rate will be harder. We'll have to be harder than this.
It was a 0-3 result, and yet the match stats showed 29 shots by Watford, 7 by Yeovil. Is it simply a matter that the ball is not going in the net?
The ball is not going in the net. The reason why it's not going in the net is that when we get in good positions, the players, they're always rushing shots, so they are shooting wide, or people there, like Fernando in the first half, had a great opportunity and it took too long for him to shoot. The same in the second half, Acuña had a great opportunity and it took him too long. So it means that the confidence is not perfect, and that is what we need to really. When it's like that, there's only one thing. That is the thing I know. You know, you have to work harder than before, and slowly you're gonna get it back. But we're gonna go through. We will need to go through difficult moments. That's for sure. Because obviously on Tuesday, it's not gonna be a simple game. And we have only 2 days to pick ourselves up and get ready for it. 3 days.
You must be disappointed with the first goal. It's another set piece, isn't it? It's another goal.
Yeah.
Set piece.
Yeah, I'm disappointed. To be honest, I'm disappointed with the referee as well. And I told him, because it was 20 seconds the over the timing. And he said that to me, that I had to let it take. The time is over. When it's over, it's over. And that corner kick shouldn't have been taken in first place. But again, yes, of course, I wasn't very pleased about that. And again, it's in another game where I don't see it coming and it comes. So it's tough. But more than that, the second goal was disappointing. It came from another mistake that we make, and it's not good right now. It's not good because we don't need that.
How much is the kind of current injury problems playing a part in this, or is it got nothing to do with it because of the strength of the squad?
No. Today he didn't play any part. Probably against Bolton, yes, but not today. Today wasn't anything to do with that. We had more than enough to, with all the due respect, beat the young.
Is it a matter of looking for something to change it in January, or?
Everyone is in discussion, is including the manager. So everyone has to give more than he's giving.
I think in January, the question was, would you look to strengthen? in the transfer market?
There's a month from now on until January, and I'm expecting a lot of answers. So we'll see. Depends on how things go. As I said, the club is very ambitious and obviously demands a lot from the players, from the manager, and we will have to perform.
It's a very, as you say, short turnaround before Burnley, which is not the easiest place to go this season. Is it just a matter of getting the players out there, getting them out there, getting lifting them? What is there anything special you can do with them now to lift them for Tuesday?
In terms of training, you won't be able to do much because you got 2 days, and tomorrow the players that play today will have to do some recovery. So in terms of that term, we can't do much. But I don't think that we're lacking much of that. It's just about playing with a little bit more belief, a little bit and working hard, because right now, as I said, everything has to be is difficult. So the attention, the focus has to be more than that.
You mentioned about them being short of confidence. What can you do to lift the players? Because after a heavy defeat, I'd imagine there's a temptation to be obviously maybe critical, and then, like you say, they're short of confidence. How difficult is that? Is that balance?
Well, I think you have to be critical, of course, but you also have to show personality. You know, you can be critical with yourself, but at the same time you have to demand a reaction, and that's what I'm looking for. I think, I'm going to go home, and I know exactly what is going to happen, that I'm going to be sleeping, but little, and I'm going to be questioning myself what to do, but then I will have to go be there tomorrow morning and be reactive and be ready to do something different. So I'm expecting everyone to do the same.
The poor performance of the results at the moment, is your own position absolutely secured? Is there what targets have been set for you?
But this is a question that you don't have to ask me. I can only do as much as well, and I can tell you I do that in totally honesty, and I'm going to carry on. Of course, this is a club that is ambitious, but don't ask me things that I cannot ask. But, I'm not happy. I'm here to do more than this, and so I don't know what the club is going to do, but certainly I'm not happy about the situation. There's no need I don't need the threat to be fired or sacked to push me to react and to do something more. There's no need for that.